So Louise, tell me about the first time you laid eyes on Shirley.
Oh, it was so nice. We were at which tube station?
Gosh, yes, of course.
A tube station.
Farringdon, I think.
Farringdon.
Who are we? Where do we come from? Who are our relatives? These are fundamental questions of identity and kinship which most of us don't need to ask ourselves. For Louise Jameson and Shirley Brailey, though, they are hugely important questions which for years could not be adequately answered until they discovered each other.
Absolutely delighted, because first of all, here was this lady who was short like I am, and I'm just so used to looking up to people, and she just looked so smart and so neat and so kind, and you were just very, very warm, is what I remember.
Oh, I was delighted to meet Louise. Yeah, it was a wonderful moment. It's terribly exciting, just this immense feeling of excitement and knowledge that it's an incredibly important moment.
Louise and Shirley are half-siblings. They each have different mothers, but share a father. Neither knows who he is, because both were conceived through anonymous donor insemination. In the UK alone, 2,000 to 3,000 children are born each year as a result of donor gametes, that is, through sperm or egg donation. The law now grants recently conceived donor offspring the right to find out about their donor relatives, father or siblings, when they're 18. But for all those 27,000 or so individuals conceived before that change in law, the search for their biological relatives is a journey fraught with conflict and confusion, and one which goes to the heart of their humanity.
Where's the lid of this?
Here.
Can you put it on for me?
No. The people aren't in.
Well, put the people in, rather than them being rubbish. And where's the back of the rubbish?
My name is Deborah. I have a 7-year-old son who was conceived by anonymous sperm donation. The reason for doing the sibling trace is that I am an older single mum, and I thought I'd like to be able to give him the choice of finding half-siblings and potentially another part of the family when he's older.
Deborah has no information about her son's father, other than the fact that she requested a donor who was Jewish like herself. But she's keen to track down any other offspring that the donor may have produced.
Donor Conception Network, how can I help?
Olivia, my name's Deborah.
Yes,
hi, do you have a few minutes to talk to me?
Sure, yes.
I'm talking on Skype.
Deborah's first port of call is a support group for the families of donor-conceived children.
It's always been of interest to me to try and find out whether Adam had half-siblings.
Yes.
After making the decision to actually conceive on my own, this is probably the next biggest step I'm going to do.
It always is a bit anxiety-making.
Olivia Montuski, who runs the Donor Conception Network, says that calls like Deborah's are on the increase. But until Deborah's son is 18, there is little she can do other than to apply to the Human Fertilisation and Embryology Authority, or HFEA. They can provide birth and gender details of siblings, in other words, how many have come from the same donor, but not their names. In the United States, you don't have to wait till you're 18 to trace your biological relative. Ryan Kramer, now 18, was a gifted 2-year-old when he first asked about his absent father.
For anybody, donor conceived or not, if you're told that you have relatives out there, I mean, I think it's sort of human nature to be curious about where you came from and your origins and your genealogy and that sort of thing. So for me, growing up only knowing one half of my family out there, it was always just, you know, something that I was curious about. I wanted to know these people.
Armed with just a donor number, such as donor 61, Ryan's mother, Wendy, posted an internet search for donor relatives. A simple step which not only turned up half-brothers and sisters for Ryan, but which soon evolved into the Donor Sibling Registry, a gargantuan support network for donors and half-siblings the world over.
We have, on the DSR, altogether, about 23,500 people, and of those people, we have matched more than 6,300.